Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. What's up, baby? Any pre-episode comments?
Joey's cute, and I think I like the season.
Not news, yeah.
Okay, that's my two takeaways from this episode. Cutie patootie, okay. Certified Rosecast cutie patootie. I'd like to label them that.
Do you have a list
forward.
Of those? Who is
no.
on...
I don't remember, but there's been a few in the years we've done this. There's been certified cutie patooties, and I'd like to stamp it on Joey right now.
Different from mega hunk, or I don't know what we call it.
Yeah, he's not a mega hunk. He's not a beefcake.
No, it's a different style of guy.
He's not a fucking big hoss hunk. No, he's a cutie patootie.
Forehand down the line.
Cutie patootie.
I agree. There was a couple of...
And good season. Did you miss what I said? I think this is going to be a good season. I said that too.
Well, I think it's way too early for that. I think there is a concerted effort on the part of the show to reduce the amount of drama taking place in the wake of the Golden Bachelor sensation. The drama that was in this episode was minimal and very low stakes.
Very low stakes, yeah. Just like Golden Bachelor.
And they all kind of glossed over it. There was like no resolution to it either. They
Real
just
quick
like
at the end of
drama.
The episode. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a little drama for you people, for some of you.
Let's get into the episode. Joey, tennis pro. Not sure if you knew.
Jesse, smashing forehands, okay? Smashing them. A couple of those shots, those were rips, okay?
He was playing like, oh, I don't know what...
God, he definitely plays tons. That guy, the forehands he was ripping... This is not your first time playing. You don't need lessons. In fact, you're probably better than Joey.
Sport, frankly.
You're probably better than Joey.
At Bachelor Mansion, these ladies wouldn't be caught dead wearing dark wash jeans. They'd rather not be on the show than have to wear jeans that could be considered navy blue. If there was ever a doubt as to what jeans type is in, this moment when they came running up the driveway, confirmed. Dark wash jeans out.
Throw out. Away your dark jeans. If you have jeans that are dark,
that's what I did.
Legitimately
Pause.
Throw them in the trash.
Why am I going to wear these?
I would never wear these again. Throw them in the trash.
30 people here, 30 young, stylish folks wearing jeans lighter than I've ever worn. It's time to take a step back and think about what I wear. Anyway, Jesse,
it's a humbling experience. This show can humble you real quick. You think you have good jeans, all of a sudden, you have unwearable jeans. It's just humbling.
Yeah. Well, I'll just put them away. I'll wait till they come back.
Yeah.
This show gives you a snapshot. It's a snapshot of what style is of there.
For sure. Yeah.
Anyway, Jesse with the group. Little sister intrigue. Apparently, they've talked to the same guy at different periods.
Yeah.
Kind of maybe something there. You know,
that's
they're only 2 years apart. I don't think that's totally... That's not insane. I mean, they're...
No, and you're in the same
age.
Area and...
I don't want to strongly endorse doubling up on sister dating, but just saying. I mean, it's not crazy.
It's not that strange. Yeah.
No. You know the drill. Two group dates, one one-on-one date, and not everybody's getting one.
Mm-hmm.
Date card. Rachel, Taylor, Kelsey T, Lexi, Evelyn, Erica, Maria, Lauren, Jess.
It's nice to have the ladies popping for the date cards. We didn't see, that was the one
pop.
Thing
Crazy
with
pop.
Golden Bachelor. It was insane pop here at this moment. Yeah. But on Golden Bachelor, they basically had to get rid of date cards because the ladies were popping so little for the date cards. And Jesse stopped doing them altogether.
What's that?
Now here, it was raucous when he dropped
he
off his date
it out,
card.
And they lost their minds. Like, we all knew
minds.
This was coming.
They
right?
went
like,
insane.
You knew a date card
was. It was good to see. For Jesse's confidence, too, I'm sure.
Jesse left like, I killed that scene.
Hell yeah.
Wedding dress date. This is what comes out when you prompt ChatGPT to write a Bachelor episode. Everybody put on wedding dresses. First date. On the way to the group date, Lauren reveals that her dad recently passed away. Mm-hmm. And thinking about her real wedding day makes her emotional. We will revisit this later.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this concept for the group date? The nine bride. He said it was they married each other, but they all really married. They didn't marry each other. They married Joey.
This was a little different than anything I've seen in the past. They were doing a wedding reception. This wasn't just pictures or anything like that. They were doing a full-blown wedding reception with all the things you do at a wedding reception. It is... Yeah. It's their wedding, I guess, all of the girls and Joey's. So they're kind of mingling amongst the crowd, doing different activities. I thought it was good. I liked it.
There was, each person seemed to get some designated one-on-one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some photos for their Instagrams.
Yep.
And most of all, you can see how when you're going around mingling with the guests, you can see how your partner is in, you know, it's a mock social situation, but you're making small talk.
Small
See
talk
how they
with
are
people
doing
you don't
making
know.
Small talk. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Am so I going to have to carry the load when it comes to small talk?
Yeah.
It's important to know.
It's a vital information when selecting a partner. the person who performs the best, I suppose, gets to share a special
dance.
First dance with Joey.
Mm-hmm.
First event, bridal musical chairs. A macho man from the top rope moment from Evelyn. That's how I described it.
Impressive.
A little Bill's Mafia Evelyn.
She leaps.
It looked like she had springs.
It was Bill's Mafia. She leaped over the table, crashing down into the chair. Would you have preferred more rounds, or were you fine with the one round thing?
AB.
Musical chairs is usually multiple rounds.
Maybe there were
dwindling
the same
chairs.
There were the same number of chairs as people. It was pointless. So,
it wasn't pointless
because
you wanted
closer to Joey, but that's
you wanted the prime seat. So there are two seats you really wanted, but I could have used some more rounds. The first round was so good, I would have just kept it going.
I'll say this about Evelyn. They played it off. They papered over what she did as like, wow,
she
really, really wants to be with Joey.
Legitimately
insane.
Like, insane.
The reaction in real time was like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Shit.
I'm not sure that was a points gaining move. They played it off like, wow, Evelyn, great move. I was like, that was strange.
So let's paint the picture for the people that aren't watching here. They had a long,
everybody's
you know,
watching
a
maybe.
Big wedding table. Everyone's got to be watching, but they had a long wedding like table that you have with your bridesmaids and so it's a long ass table. They're doing
all seats on one side.
All seats on one side, just like
crucially.
All seats on one side. Facing out to the crowd, and then they're playing musical chairs. There's music playing. So you wanted the two seats. Joey's sitting at the table, right in the middle. You wanted one of the two seats right next to Joey, but the music's playing, and you're having to walk around the table. Now, Evelyn, when the music stopped, was directly across the absolute worst spot on the table that you'd want to be, directly across from the seat she wanted. Mm-hmm. From the long ass table. So she'd have to go all the way around and take forever.
No chance.
She was toast. She was toast at that moment. But instead of just giving up, she decides to. The table's filled with plates and stuff, too, by the way. I need that known, too. There's stuff on
empty.
The table. There's stuff on the table, food and stuff on the table. So the music stops. She sees where she is and sees where the chair that she needs to get to. She just decides to jump over the table. It's a big, normal table. Something that nobody could jump over really cleanly. So she lands on, she crashes down onto the table right next to Joey and the other girls that are trying to get into the seat. Crashes into the table.
It was crazy.
I'm surprised it didn't
break. She could have broken her
hip.
If she were older, she would have broken her hip.
It was insane. but I liked
it. Was insane. It was insane. I liked it as a viewer.
Like Evelyn,
if I'm Joey,
I'll say that.
I'm like, oh, I don't know if I don't know if that's not like an appealing move to me. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? It's not that serious. There's chairs for everyone, and we're all going to talk the time during the day.
It's not serious. But Joey seemed to like it, and I liked it as a viewer. I like Evelyn. That was a show-stopping move by Evelyn, crashing into the table.
She got
up. Like Mankind.
Big Allison friend moment here with Lauren, who's thinking of her dad off to the side. Mm. Lauren hesitant to get some time with Joey because of the headspace she's in. Also, some effective editing. I watched this little Rachel bit before the winner was chosen, and I thought, wow, Rachel's really standing out to me here.
Mm-hmm.
Outgoing when needed. You know, she played the role in a fun way, got some attention for herself without, like, angering the others, and just seemed natural and confident.
Agreed.
Next thing you know, Joey chooses Rachel. Michael Bolton, for you young kids out there who didn't have soft rock radio in the 90s, this is a star. You're looking at a star.
The money's flowing with since the Golden Bachelor. We're riding high. We got a Golden Bachelor bump. We got a Golden Bachelor money bump, and it's paying off big time.
No doubt.
This is a big guy.
We are rolling in
we
money.
We are fucking rich, okay? This franchise and all the viewers are now loaded, okay? We're flying high. This is the peak moment.
They are now doing the show like, if I won the lottery, who would I get at my wedding?
Exactly.
I'd have a crazy wedding with Michael
Bolton. We are riding high. Cherish these moments, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We got that Golden Bachelor money, and nothing can stop us right now.
This guy had a big hit song on the Hercules animated movie soundtrack.
He sure did.
Back when the USA was really rocking and soundtracks were really cooking. group date decorum. What's your take on the kisses? And plural. Fair or foul in front of the group?
Fair. These weren't.
I thought it was insane, personally.
Okay, what's the problem? They're not
multiple. It's not your real wedding. Is the problem?
Well, it's not the real wedding, but it's getting into the theme of the things, and you're off to the side. You are in front of everyone, but you're doing your own kind of thing. Everyone had their own little thing that they were doing. I had no problem with the kisses. You don't have to watch. Look away. Michael Bolton's up there.
You don't have to watch.
Performing. What the fuck are you looking at me for? What are you looking at me for? Michael Bolton's up there. You understand
that? They don't know who it is. They're 24 years old. They literally don't know who it is.
Well, then marvel at the song. The song is incredible.
Yeah, that's true.
So if that was your first time hearing that song, that should have been where your eyes were looking anyways.
Your stance is mind your business.
Well, look away. Michael Bolton's
make
up
out
there.
On stage.
Mind your business. You don't got to be looking at me.
Group date, nighttime. Lauren was the only one who didn't get to talk to him during the daytime portion.
She chose that. She chose to do that.
Yes. That was not like a function of the date. Yeah.
No.
Maria pulls him first.
Keep your eyes on Maria, Rim.
What did I say? What did I say?
What did you say?
You need somebody who's going to throw him off. Totally keep him on his toes.
Yep.
I think Maria's a long-term player in the franchise.
I'm concerned after the end of this episode. Stay tuned. Oh, for the franchise. For the franchise.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
She has a little... She's a paradise lock.
This is not a one-to-one comparison, but she has a little Corinne to her. Like, this is something Corinne would have done. Like, oh, let me slip into something a little more comfortable on a group date. Yeah, this
crazy.
Was, you know...
Crazy.
That happened. A deep and lengthy conversation did not follow. They did not advance the relationship anyway. They just kiss. But...
It was something.
Maria, it was something.
I'm going to slip into something more comfortable. Okay? Incredible.
Textbook stuff.
something most people won't have the, you know, the courage to do, really, to be honest. The courage.
Yeah. Returns to the group. I thought it would be a bigger deal that she returned to the group in a different outfit.
I'd be asking some questions if I was one of those other ladies.
They didn't. It wasn't a big response.
What do you mean? Why'd you change? Would be my first question. Then number two would be,
how come you got to bring a second outfit?
Yeah, you got to bring a second outfit? Or what's going on?
A third?
I don't know what's happening here.
They just like listened to her explanation.
I'd be looking around
like,
asking questions of everybody. You, behind the camera. Why'd she get to bring a second outfit here? I would have liked a second outfit.
You know. Yeah. If Jess and Joey kiss, you're going to hear about it.
Of course.
If you're a contestant, you will know. She will tell you.
Well, she kissed. She was one of the people that kissed him at the date, the group date.
Yeah.
In front of everybody. Which turned some people off. There were some feelings about that. Okay.
Yes. Well, and she was the first kiss of the season, and she came let right in the house and announced it. Yeah.
So there's public kisses in 2 days. This is the second day.
Private kisses, and then tells
private
the group.
That are brought public. Yeah.
She feels like she had a setback day. Big setback day. This is day two. This is 18 hours after meeting, and we're already talking setbacks.
Well, she's saying she's getting in her head. People weren't happy with her kissing Joey again. One of the girls like, yeah, I fucking put my thumb down. I was booing you. Yeah, I'll say it.
That was probably Taylor. Taylor is a big hater.
I booed you. Of course I did. Why wouldn't I? I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was basically the ladies aren't feeling what she's doing, and it's getting to Jess a little bit.
She has some one-on-one time with Joey outside. She's been through a lot in a previous relationship and lost herself there. And, you know, we hear this frequently.
Infidelity.
Well, my favorite moment was when she goes, a lot of infidelity. And Joey goes, on his side?
The funniest moment. One of the funniest moments of all time.
Yeah, no. I just couldn't stop cheating on him.
Yeah, I'm bringing up this thing that I did that's... I hurt him really bad. I'm bringing that up.
This group date reminded me of how frequently I cheated on my previous boyfriend.
Straight out of your ass, Joey.
Was it you or him?
What do you think? I'm crying about it.
So fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I just feel really bad, and I kind of want to get back with my old boyfriend, if you don't mind.
Talking about Joey.
She struggled. So she is really, you know, she spent the last couple of years building herself back up to this point of confidence. And now that she has this great connection with Joey, she doesn't, you know, she's put off by the fact that others are telling her to just relax after feeling this spark with Joey. Joey tries to relate to her a little bit. Says, I was in a relationship where I was changing to make them happy too. It's not fun.
Well, Jess, I have to step in. I think it's more about the in public. Letting people know about the kisses more about that. I just want to step in a little bit and make a little comment there, Jess. To be fair, I think if you just didn't bring up the kisses so much, it might be the gloating more than anything about the ladies. I don't think they're really wanting you to not be happy. I think it's just more they don't want to hear about your kisses immediately after they happened on the first and second night. But proceed.
How much do you trust Jess's intentions? Do you... we don't often question, sob stories like this, but this seemed, you know, with Jess's first night as, like, gleefully being the villain and interrupting people, saying I don't care what anyone else thinks, and then this didn't seem like much of a connection between this story and what was actually happening on the date here. I just don't... I question whether or not Jess was going to bring this up basically no matter what happened on the date. A sympathy play.
You're suggesting that nobody made her feel this way.
I'm like questioning whether she sincerely felt this way. Mm. And I think just based on the 90 seconds I've seen of her on this television show, I'm thinking, I don't know.
Do you think maybe she had a moment of reflection the next morning after that first night and she said, whoa, I might have gone a little far. And that's where some of this is stemming from. Let me walk this back a little bit. There might be something here with Joey. Maybe I don't want to be the villain. Because she was clearly trying to be the villain night one.
Totally.
I think maybe
totally.
She's walking that back a little bit. But one of the ladies called her Southern thing a bit, which I'd like to subscribe to.
That would be incredible.
Yes. I'd subscribe to that, conspiracy.
I'm all in on that. I love that.
Southern bit is what they called it.
I don't know what happened.
So yeah, I could be talked into believing everything
around.
About Jess.
I'm entertaining the idea.
I'm not there, but I could be talked into Jess being completely fake. Yeah. I could be talked into anything, really.
Back at the house.
Joey and Jess kiss, by the way, Rim.
Of course.
And before we move on, I'd like to point out that they have a whisper thing going on still. They did night one, too. They have a whisper thing going on that I got my eyes closely on. Because whenever one of them whispers, it's kiss time. Okay? You're so amazing. and then they go, what? And then they kiss.
Yeah.
Every time. Something to keep an eye on. Something special about these two is the whispered thing.
I want, to be clear, I want Jess to...
succeed?
Have some bad intentions to not be participating in this event in good faith. I want that to happen, and I want her to go far. I want that connection with Joey to be real, because that makes for an interesting long story arc on the season. Will Jess make the hometowns despite like playing Joey for a fiddle type of thing?
Make hometowns, and then she has to do something with her accent she's been using all season.
Oh, ideal.
And then she has to brief the family, like, I've been using this accent, just a heads up, so don't call me out. Is there going to be something like that? I'd like that to happen more than anything.
I would love a fake accent on this show. Back at the house. Descartes. Who else but Daisy?
Of course.
Already seems to be America's sweetheart. That seems to be what the production team wants us to...
Yeah.
Buy into with Daisy.
Daisy's
it's
arrived.
It's fucking
Daisy
working.
Has arrived.
Yeah.
On the scene. Burst onto the scene. She's a fucking shooting star, Rim.
I mean, you know what? The shooting stars go out. I don't think this is going on anytime soon. I think we're looking at the next Bachelorette. I think this is a next Bachelorette situation. As I predicted, she's in the car.
I'm predicting she wins.
I totally can see that, obviously.
Yeah. But one of the two.
One of those two.
One
outcomes.
Of the two is a certainty. I bet my podcast career on it. Okay.
Me too. It goes without saying that I bet my podcast career on that.
Obviously.
Anything else here? She hasn't told Joey yet about her implant. That's obviously a nighttime situation. Can't
Daisy
say during the daytime.
Daisy tells the group about the situation. Had that been me and I don't have a story, I'm getting up and everyone just hear what
you're
she said?
Behind the eight ball.
Am I the only one who heard this? You heard Daisy say what she said, right? She's got this incredible story. I don't really have anything. I think I'm just going to skedaddle. I'm going to say my goodbyes.
I don't have a touch of lactose intolerance.
Is anyone hearing what's happening here? This is terrible for us, all of us. Yeah.
Daisy, would you mind taking that out for a second? Daisy, would you mind popping that out? Listen, we got to do something.
We all got to do something.
We have to team up.
We
got to
band together. Am I the only one hearing what's happening here? This is a disaster for all of us.
We cannot have you pointing at her. Daisy doesn't know what you're saying. You're like, we got to get her out.
We got to get her out of here. We got to get her out.
Yeah. All right, Daisy. Good luck on your date. Back on the date. Lauren time. Lauren and Joey. Mm-hmm. Sad story. She was not expecting this to hit her like it did today. Thinking about her dad. Wasn't expecting, obviously, a wedding day date. Hey, pretend you're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Natural thing to think about. Your dad not going to be there in real life.
Of course.
She says if she wasn't feeling confident about wanting to get to know Joey, she would have left today.
Yeah.
Of course, those words ring hollow as we...
We know what happened.
We know what happened, but...
I thought this was a big moment for her. Maybe she's not just a sister gimmick. Maybe there's something here. Now, that note, I'm going to delete right now. I'm going to delete that note.
I thought there would be more here. They didn't show any discussion. I think there was. It just wasn't shown. You know, Joey didn't ask about her dad. They didn't, you know, talk about it. It just went from like...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Glad you're here.
Did you think she might get the group date rose?
Yeah, I did. It was,
I did
was
too.
Another strange thing. It's like, sorry about your dad, Lauren. There. Anyway,
there you go, Jess.
Jess, known house villain.
Feeling a little sad about
this? Yeah,
exactly. She's feeling a little sad because the ladies don't like her talking about her kissing people. Looking back, that should have been a huge sign for us. The fact that she didn't get the rose there.
I'd want to
should
go home,
told
too.
Us, yeah. Should have told us he wasn't into it, and also she probably realized it wasn't. Because what happened later in the episode seemed out of left field, too. It was probably just
totally
this.
Out of
like,
left field.
I didn't get the rose there. Obviously, I'm going home.
Yeah. Daisy one-on-one date. Daytime. When I saw Daisy adjusting her implant in the mirror, I thought, we will see this scene in the finale. That scene will take place in the finale. Looking in the mirror.
Getting ready.
Over here. Yeah, getting ready. Got her voice over. It's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Helicopter ride. Just load her up with noise. A lot of loud, constant ambient noise.
She doesn't know if she's going to be able to hear him. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She can. But she did have real fear in her face when she was walking onto that helicopter, because she genuinely didn't know if this was going to be a
She probably hasn't been in a helicopter since she getting that.
No one's been in helicopters.
I know. It's unlikely that Daisy has ridden
a
helicopter.
It's very unlikely she's ridden a helicopter since getting that cochlear implant. Yes, you are correct.
I agree. They're smooching. Well, you know, hey, no reason to talk if you're just going to kiss.
True.
Which is what they did in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I like this daytime date. I'm a longtime fan of dates that occur in a realistic setting.
We all know that about you.
Put it on my gravestone. Loved when The Bachelor occasionally had one-on-one dates in real life settings
with regular people around.
Even if you're not interacting with those people,
yeah,
you're still
need to be interacting.
It's a real thing.
In fact, I'd prefer you not to interact. Really,
yeah, I wouldn't talk to them
because those are fake. Usually, when they interact with people, it's people they have paid to do it or whatever. I like these two.
Music festival. Joey says, I chose you. I heard you love music.
Yes.
I heard you like music, so here we are. She teases that she's going to be running her foundation full time, her nonprofit.
She's transitioning out of running the software sales. She doesn't want to tell him about the cochlear stuff until the nighttime.
You can't. You're not allowed to tell a story like that.
She's not allowed to, so she just kind of teases it.
Yeah. She did camera. She goes, you guys won't let me say this until later, but I had to dance around it. Yeah. Who was on stage? When Bahamas? Is that who it was?
I think it was the Bahamas Rim.
Okay.
Bahamas Music. It's a Canadian musician, 42-year-old guy, listed as alternative.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, with alternative rock musician Bahamas from Canada on stage, who welcomed them up. They kiss and dance. It's hard not to think this is a cute couple.
They kiss and dance. I thought they were cute together, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna
good height? Them? Good heights too. Good heights.
Perfect heights.
We got a matching height.
Okay. Perfect heights. Yeah.
Anything else on that date?
No.
The nighttime portion. Daisy prime time.
Her big moment.
Her big moment of her Bachelor career, which will be replayed.
We'll see that clip. We'll see this clip.
Next season of The Bachelorette.
5 to 10 more times in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that. It was a nice date. It was an insane story. Twists and turns.
Listening
to every word.
Well, it had me Googling the symptoms of big-time diseases. It's like, let me learn more about Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Pause. Yeah. Let me do some research.
let me come back to you after I do my own research.
Yeah. Lyme disease to this point is ticks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And bad.
I would like to know if she got it from a tick. I would have asked that question had it been Joey.
He probably did. Joey asked some good questions.
Yeah, he does. Really does.
They don't show him.
Great. I thought this
they don't
was
show him on TV, but he does.
I ended this by writing, what a genuinely awesome conversation.
Yes.
That tells you what I thought about it.
I will run down the details for those that didn't watch. When she was 11, she started having seizures. Scary.
Very scary.
When she would get sicknesses from others, they would be 10 times worse in severity. She started losing her hearing, she noticed, when she was about 17. Was feeling sicker and sicker overall. Diagnosed with Lyme disease. Went to Germany for treatment for a month. Which worked. She got better. Except the hearing kept getting worse. So, happy and healthy. But her hearing loss resulted in her getting a cochlear implant. I thought she did a good job of explaining it to him and kind of putting him at ease and making him feel comfortable enough to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt Joey was kind of blushing with admiration and excitement.
Agreed.
I got the sense that Daisy is not just confident in herself. This was not like a Joey choosing her is not the end all be all of her journey on this show or life in general. Yeah. Doesn't Agreed. Put a lot of pressure on herself there.
There's other stuff going on that she's concerned about. Like she's concerned about the implant, being able to hear things, you know, as stuff's going on, the show and whether Joey picks her is a small thing at this point.
Whether or not she gets on Paradise, you know.
Yeah. Irrelevant right now.
Irrelevant. I have here rocket ship to the Bachelorette Moon. Anything else on this?
No. She's going there. She's going to the moon.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Group day two, daytime. Joey, after that date, woke up and he says, I got to get swole for Daisy. I got to start working out more. For Daisy. Let's flip tires. How about Jubilee? Our first season covering the show was Ben Higgins' season. Jubilee, a Marine, I believe.
How about Jubilee?
7 seasons ago.
She was on Paradise after
she
that.
She was. 2 seasons of Paradise.
Maybe. 2 seasons of Paradise? Okay. Yeah.
And Demi.
I like both of these two. A lot.
Big a fan of the Bachelor boot camp type stuff. I wish it were more than, I don't know, 15 seconds of screen time, the boot camp portion. They went straight to this, you know, you're a...
It was dumb as hell. This whole thing was dumb as hell. I'm going to say it. I'll say it right now.
Didn't make any sense.
The boot camp was dumb. Didn't do anything. It was like, get down and do 20 push-ups and then we're moving on? Where's the real boot camp? Maybe, I think we needed a third person outside of Jubilee and Demi to actually guide the boot camp. It seemed like they actually gave Jubilee and Demi the car keys here and let them drive this date. I don't know why they did this, but it's nothing. It's a stupid ass date.
We can't do monkey bars. We're not doing anything.
We're not nothing.
Crawling under the nets.
We're not doing anything. You should have been crawling under the nets in the mud, period.
Yeah, this was they dropped the ball in this boot camp, no doubt. Yeah.
Jubilee and Demi really dropped the ball here.
Boot camp aside, this main event, as you're a man of challenge and competition, you're
this
an
was
enthusiast.
Even dumber.
This was the worst thing I think I've ever seen. This was capture the flag with no way to prevent the other person
from... There's no rules. Yeah, there's nothing. There's no rules. Demi goes, old-fashioned game of capture the flag. Do whatever it takes to win.
Okay, so can you tackle... are they out?
She goes, there's no rules outside of that. It's like, what are you talking about? Capture the flag needs very important rules. It needs a couple rules. Yeah. Can't be no rules here. They were playing capture the flag. There are two hearts that they needed to grab each team. They're split into teams of two. And then they had paint stuff. So paint water balloons and paint guns. But there weren't any rules about getting out. Getting tagged out, which is essential. It's like playing tag, but
can't get tagged. Yeah.
Everyone's just tagging each other. You have to, for capture the flag, you have to have a way to get the person that is capturing the flag, which should have just been the paint. You had paint you were using.
The game design department of the Bachelor production team I could use some work.
I can use a lot of work.
The musical chairs thing lets you musical chairs with the same number of chairs as people. You know, that's they're overdue on these games. This episode.
Hey, what are we doing here?
So basically what happened was Edwina sprinted down,
Sprinted
back.
Getting painted. Pelted. The entire way. Pelted with paint.
Then the other team won, and then I think Edwina or someone else did it again, and blue team won.
Well, at the end, one of them, I don't know if you caught this, they're like strategizing before the last one, and then one of them's just like, hey, let's just run. And that was it. There's nothing to strategize. Whoever's the fastest one, run up there and grab it and run back, and hopefully you beat their fastest one.
That's it.
This wasn't capture the flag. This was just a foot race between two people.
Two people.
What the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, this was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Edwina's team and with Kelsier and three others, I didn't write their names down.
Who cares who those other people are? It's all about the fastest person on the team, and can they beat the fastest person on the other team?
Well, and who cares even less when only one... So the idea was the winning team would get extra time with Joey, but they took it a step further this time and said only one person from the winning team gets extra time with Joey.
Yeah. Jubilee said that after the end, to everyone's disappointment.
What a horrible... Prize.
Surprise. And it was a surprise.
Yeah, you get what? Congratulations on winning. You have a 20% chance of going on an extra date with Joey.
Someone's going to get a full blown date almost. How they played it up by the end. Well,
as we saw later, since there was a rose on it, I think it counts as a one-on-one date. Yeah, it wasn't just time. It was...
Oh, you're going to count that as a one-on-one?
I don't know if I do. I'll have to check with
I don't
our
think
fantasy.
I do.
Thing I don't it's not a one-on-one date but like
I don't think that counts and it's close it's much closer than they normally get for this was close to a one-on-one date. They were dressed up and away from the group, off-site.
Speaking of dress up, before we get to that, everyone went back to the house. The winning team, all of them got dressed up, and then
that was diabolical. That's how the producers say what you want. They blew the capture the flag thing. They absolutely blew it. They dropped the ball. Humiliating. One of the worst things they've ever done on this show, to be honest. One of the worst.
Won't find an argument
but
for me.
But when they got back to the house and you tell them, hey, everyone needs to go get gussied up and we're going to drop off this date card, that's when you get people getting upset and being jealous. Mm. Well done.
They know what they're doing in that regard.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Edwina's one-on-one date. ? Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Her backstory, she's the oldest daughter of her family, originally from Liberia. She has a lot of young siblings, some cousins looking up to her. She seemed to feel a lot of pressure about that and was tearing up a bit when describing her family.
Her parents gave up so much for them growing up. She want the pressure to succeed in life is immense.
Doesn't want to let them down.
Yeah.
Oldest daughter as well. There's something to be said for being the eldest sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the house. Medina is 31, so this is it for her. This is her last chance at finding a partner. After this, there's nothing left for Medina because she is 31. If she doesn't get a rose tonight, Jesse's going to send her out on the ice like in The Dark Knight Rises. All right, no rose, you're 31, death or exile. Well, I guess I'll take exile and off you go. Onto the ice.
You're like, onto the ice. Yeah. Onto the ice.
I am poking fun at that. I'm sure Medina would be upset if she were to hear my description of her concerns there, but it is a little silly. It's a little silly. And especially curious to have a storyline like this right on the heels of The Golden Bachelor. The whole point of The Golden Bachelor, is never give up on love. Don't stop believing when you're in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. And here we have a 31-year-old.
I think she realized it because she immediately after bringing up these concerns, she goes, I wish I didn't say that out loud. She whispered it to herself.
That was very
knowing
funny.
I made a gigantic mistake.
Yeah. Well, this sets the groundwork for the cocktail party conflict that comes later where Maria is overheard discussing it with someone else.
Yep.
Back on the date, what do you have here?
Edwina opens up and is vulnerable. And I can see something here with these two, Rim. I like these two. And I thought Joey...
Yeah.
I think Joey saw something there, too.
He appreciates that about her.
Absolutely.
And they kiss.
Yep.
Edwina, out of nowhere, Edwina did not have a lot of time on.
No.
Her standout was her speed. It's really what made her stand out the most on this group date. And that's what won her the extra time, I believe.
You put in the hard work. You show up. You work hard.
You train.
Good things happen to you. You train.
When the moment arrives. That's Macho Madness.
That's Macho Madness. That's Edwina. She put in the work and she's getting rewarded for it. Okay.
The next day.
Just getting at the combine to get ready for the bachelor.
That's the way
doing
stand
sprints,
out.
Fucking pumping iron, getting ready for the bachelor.
Medina doing ladder drills. I gotta win a date so I can tell my story.
Season work, okay? And she did, and it's paying
click,
off.
Clack, yeah,
click clack.
You know, we felt bad for Taylor because she got dragged into the Jess drama on night one. I have revised my opinion.
I don't feel bad for her anymore. Taylor loves being in the mix. She cannot get enough of it.
Oh, man. Give me that drama. Something was going on with you and somebody else. Let me get in the mix here. Let me talk about it with you. She couldn't even describe what was happening. She just wanted to be a part of this. I just knew then Taylor was not long for this season.
Taylor had no idea what happened.
I heard Medina wasn't happy about this.
But she's running the show.
Yeah.
The drama show. Good for you, Taylor.
What did you think of Maria's... she said something to the effect of, if Medina feels insecure about her age, I feel for her because I am about the same age and I don't think she should feel that way, which is my attitude about it too. Like,
I don't think you should feel this way, but I feel for you if that's how you feel.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks because if you are the oldest contestant, even though there's a 30-year-old and a 29-year-old, you feel like you stand out. You feel different
than
everyone
else. What you're
saying
is irrational.
I agree.
But
it sucks.
I
feel bad.
I feel for you a little bit. Yes. I feel bad that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Even though what you're feeling is dumb as hell. I understand
no offense,
what you're saying.
But yes.
No disrespect at all.
No disrespect.
What you're feeling is dumb, but I appreciate that you're feeling things.
Well,
that's what Maria
very well said.
That's what Maria was saying.
I love this conflict because
I did too.
It's a classic overblown little thing that becomes the biggest thing in the lives of these people for a night.
I don't know if you noticed, but there were some people pushing people with some really bad advice. Someone talking to Maria. I don't know who was talking to Maria. It was a blonde girl.
Sydney.
Maria gets
Sydney.
Some very bad advice that, hey, why don't you just go talk about this with someone? It's like, actually, she should disengage completely from all of
Meredith
this.
Marks,
and it'll completely, she should Meredith Marks this, disengage. She should not go talk to anybody about this. And it will blow over and this won't be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would very easily never be talked about again. As long as you don't go talk to the person. But someone was pushing her, gently nudging her that direction, which would be my role if I was in the house. I'd be pushing people into trauma.
Sure. Well, yeah.
Of course.
You gotta step on their shoulders and heads to climb up higher on
Absolutely.
The ladder.
Absolutely. If you see someone, you know, 50-50 on if they're going to jump into the drama or not, or they might not, they might disengage,
push
you
them.
Gently nudge them towards the drama.
Well, push
and
them
that's
with
what
your
a
full
few
force.
People did.
And go, who did that? Wasn't me. The power rankings of people who wanted to be involved in this conflict, tied for first is Taylor, second is Sydney.
Maria.
Tied for third is everyone except Maria and Medina. And then the bottom two are Maria and Medina. Maria and Medina wanted nothing to do with this conflict. Everyone else was pushing them
would
into
not,
it.
I wouldn't push Maria and Medina on the same level. I think Maria was more... interested after he got going.
Well, that's why she's ranked 22nd out of 23 or whatever. Medina's
so you put
bottom.
Medina 23?
Medina's at the bottom. When Maria confronted...
Medina's at the bottom.
Yes. Medina
she
wants
doesn't care anymore.
No, she regretted
it. She didn't want anything to do it. She immediately regretted saying it. Yeah. Immediately. She knows it was a mistake. So it's really not even an issue that Maria brought it up. She realized it was a mistake.
That's what I loved about this conflict. It was so stupid.
It's so dumb.
Really dumb. Cocktail party.
Yeah, Maria finds Medina, though, and Medina's just like, I'm doing my date thing here. I don't care about what you're saying at all. Oh, is that what
that's
we're not
the cocktail
yet?
Party. Yes, Lexi with Joey.
Go ahead.
What did you make of this Lexi little...
Isn't there a painter here? Is this the painter? Is this a paint? What's the gag here? I was confused.
I don't know the gag, but I
think there's a painter. Isn't there a painter?
I don't know, AB. I don't.
Is there a painter here?
If you ask me again, amongst us, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's a painter in the room with us right now.
Is there a painter on this show, or am I thinking of a different show? Because I thought this was a real painting thing.
Maybe
there's a painter.
Maybe she is. This is a. We should probably pause and look it up, but we're not going to. We're going to keep it moving. Maybe she is a real painter, and like the gag was
that was the gag. That's what I didn't get enough explanation on the gag.
Yeah, she wasn't showing her.
Are
real
you a
skills.
Bad painter? Are you a bad painter who is playing like a good painter, or are you a good painter playing like a bad painter? Both good gags, but I didn't know which one
good,
it was.
Good, not great gags.
Not great. I didn't say great. I said
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but just clearing that up. For
good
the
gag.
Yeah.
Fine gag. Fine gag. Gag. Not great.
You don't want to waste a good gag on Joey or a great gag on Joey because he's going to have a reaction as if it was merely a good gag. Save your great gags, you know, for later or someone
else. For paradise.
Else. Yeah, for paradise. Yeah. I call her Lex Comic Standing. Anyway, Kelsey A has a kiss. Caitlin plays the French horn.
Mm-hmm.
Drama with Taylor. Tea with Taylor will be her post-show podcast.
Yeah.
I have your Taylor's addicted to drama. Sorry, AB. Yeah, did you have anything on this before we get to Maria and Medina?
No, the girl loves
she loves it.
Loves the drama. Can't get enough of it.
I like seeing someone set up their little one-on-one. I don't know if it was previously set up and then they told her to go act like she put it together, like go flip the pillow real quick.
No, her genuine like annoyance at Maria coming up while she was doing it told me she was actually setting it up in that moment.
This.
I'm not done setting this up. Can't you see I'm busy right now? I don't care about that. I instantly regretted saying that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Go find someone else to go talk to Taylor about this.
Yeah, you two are arguing about it.
I don't care about what you're talking about.
Medina did say that Maria, or at least hearing from someone else what Maria said, that Maria felt like her age was not a valid reason to be upset.
Yeah. That's what Taylor told her.
Yeah, that is what Taylor told her. Medina was displeased by what she heard that Maria said. Maria says, I'm not upset, you know, with Medina. I'm more upset with the people who are telling. The conflict isn't even between Maria and Medina. And guess what? We get no resolution on this. It is forgotten after Maria talks with the group.
Medina is setting up a thing to do with Joey, which we did not get to see, unfortunately.
That's the weirdest thing is that Medina never talked to Joey about any of this.
I think she did. I think it happened while the drama was going on, but we didn't see that. Medina doesn't care. That's the main. That's what's really shutting this drama down. Mm. She doesn't care at all.
Do you have anything on Maria with the group? Maria defending her action.
Yeah, of course I do. Okay. Maria goes up to Medina and asks and tries to get into some stuff. This is why I don't know that I'd put her 22 even. I think I'd move her up into the middle of the drama. I think she did want a little of this drama because as soon as Medina didn't engage with her, she's like, "All right, let me go. Yeah. Let me go fucking house meeting
that's
this
fair.
Thing.
Let me house meeting.
Let
that's
me go. Let me go figure this thing out." And that's when you talk to Medina and she didn't care. I don't know why you'd then try to start something
it was
with
over.
Someone else.
It could have been over then. Yeah.
It could have been over, but it wasn't. Okay.
She goes
to the group demanding answers. Who's got my name in your mouth? Come forward.
And someone did.
Yeah, it was Sydney. She's like,
Sydney.
Yeah, it was me. What of it? What the fuck are you going to do? I'd do it again.
Well, you're probably right about Maria's interest in this because it gave her an opportunity to be like, to set herself above everyone else. Like, I'm too good for this. This is such a silly conflict. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're even wasting our breath on this.
You're the one who brought it up.
But I did, because I agree with that sentiment,
yeah.
I shaded toward Maria in the Maria versus the house
sure.
thing. And I like what Maria's bringing to the show, frankly. I don't think she's a match for Joey.
She might be.
Anything else on that?
Maria says this is probably the dumbest fight in Bachelor history. I don't think you know your history of the show, Maria. With all due respect, you want to talk about age showing? It's right there. You don't know the history of this franchise. This isn't a top 50 dumbest thing that's been argued about on the show.
I would love
show,
to see that
okay?
power rankings.
This isn't a top 50 on my ranking of dumbest things that have been argued about on this show. Okay. Mm-hmm. P Pizza Peter got his coat thrown in the fucking water.
No. That's your... The other guy did. Pizza Peter threw the coat.
Pizza Peter threw the coat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Will. Poor Will.
It's a sad
Will
was, sack of the
that
season.
Guy, they treat that guy like
a guy
worse
named
than anybody.
Pizza Peter threw
Will's
a non-contender's
bomber
jacket.
Yeah.
Bomber jacket that he just won
375.
In the water. Just off the top of my head, thinking of dumb things that I've thought about.
That was a great fucking season. All right. Evelyn, moving on. Evelyn has some one-on-one time. I don't know when she made this jacket. It seemed too early for a gift of this amount of detail.
That's a $300 Etsy jacket, Rim.
You two don't have enough inside anything.
There's not enough. There was like loads of patches and stuff. About them, about their relationship. I don't know what the patches were saying. You don't have enough stuff yet.
I have a few. One said eat, sleep, tennis, repeat. So just generic tennis.
Just generic
tennis. Tennis is life. Stuff, the rest is just details is probably what another one said.
Yeah.
Those old t-shirts.
Tennis is life.
The rest is just a big tennis ball on it. This is something you give to when you're, this is a top two last night before the proposal gift. This is like when Aaron gives you a box and there's random, like a little, you know, treasure box, time capsule thing. And there's little trinkets. That's what this
when
is.
When would he wear this jacket?
Form. Well, he's never going to wear it.
When would he possibly wear that jacket? Except, you know, if you get married.
I was going to say, if you're going to propose and he pulls out the jacket before he reveals that you're the winner and puts it on, which I don't think will happen.
Like you said, I like Evelyn, for one.
She's bringing something.
Said, but I like Evelyn. I do like her a lot. She's one of my favorites. But you needed a little more meat on the bones. Some different patches.
You need to wait until there's enough patches for you to
make. You got to have enough stuff for patches. Yeah. You need to have more experiences together to know what the patches should say. Some inside jokes.
A reference to a date you went on. This is night two.
Exactly. You haven't.
Or night
you don't
three,
have
I guess.
Enough yet to get this type of gift. Very nice gift, though.
Yeah.
Evelyn said, "I gave him a piece of my heart in a way," and I can't.
She will
go
be
that far, Evelyn.
You're looking at a paradise star. You're
looking at
someone. You're looking at someone who's in a
absolutely
going to be in some triangles.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a moment of Allison and Lauren. If only we knew that this would be the last moment between Allison and Lauren.
This is just really unfortunate. Yeah. Really unfortunate.
Disappointing how
here.
This all played out. Really disappointing.
Yeah. Disappointing. We talked about it at length last week. All the different things they could do.
Possibilities.
And we're going to get absolutely none of it. It's a shame.
Did Lauren even say, did she hint at wanting to leave before telling Joey? I didn't pick up on that when she was kind of worried about redeeming her time with him.
She was worried that she hadn't talked to him yet, and she was annoyed by that. But she had talked about doing a whole wedding setup for him, and then was mad because it hadn't happened yet, I think.
And that's what made her want to leave?
Yeah.
I missed the logic connecting what...
There's
I don't
no
know
logic.
How she got to wanting
the
to
only,
leave.
The only thing that this could be is either A, she was confident she was going home, so she, you know.
But she shouldn't
you can't
be.
Fire me, I quit. No, she shouldn't have been.
She would have gotten a rose,
or,
I think.
Or she just doesn't fuck with Joey at all. But even then, that's a bad decision, too, because even then, you'd still stick around a couple weeks for the sister thing. Even if you don't like Joey.
Well, she does like. She said, I see potential with Joey. I really did. He's handsome as fuck. She, you know, that...
So why did she do this?
I don't know. I was confused.
Very confused.
I was confused and disappointed.
Maybe she just had a rough couple days with the wedding thing, and it's kind of spiraled, and now she just wants to leave. Sometimes you just want to leave. Sometimes you just want to go home, even if it doesn't make much sense, and you'll regret it your entire life. Sometimes you just want to go home, okay? I can't blame her for that.
Yeah, you know,
the thought of spending another night in this
in the
mansion,
fucking bunk
another
bed,
second,
in a twin bunk bed. I don't know if I can
just
do
it. Can't
with
do
my
it.
Annoying ass sister
you're
on the bottom
thinking,
bunk.
You're not thinking rationally.
Yeah, this bummed me out. She did. She basically told Joey, "I'm gonna go." Joey's like
I'm leaving.
Talking about it with her, and then a producer after that has been established brings up the cake. Like, oh yeah, here's your wedding date set up. And she's like,
here's your wedding
great,
thing
thanks.
You asked for. Wasn't even the right flavor.
No. I think slamming it in the flower, it wasn't a flower bed, but there was, it was like wood chipped area. It was an area reserved for vegetation. That is in poor form, in my view. Throw it on the driveway. That's going to be really difficult to clean up. Yeah. They're going to have to like scoop that and then spray it with the hose and then get more wood chips because they will be displaced. If you throw it on the driveway, that's a very easy cleanup job.
Yep.
Crazy. Anyway, we'll see her on Paradise. She's going to throw a cake in the sand or something.
That'll be her. You know, the opening thing that they always do the one thing that they're known for. She'll take a bite of the cake and she'll slam it in the sand. That'll be her opening thing.
Anyway, pretty dumb and confusing cocktail party, in my view. And it seemed
on all fronts.
Yeah. Speaking of Paradise, it seemed like the Paradise editors were in charge. There were some storylines that started, were confusing, and were not resolved. And we just moved past them. Anything else?
No, just very unfortunate that Lauren went home.
I agree. I liked her a lot.
That's too bad.
Rose ceremony. Jess has a group date rose. Daisy has a one-on-one date rose. Edwina had, I guess you'd call it a group date rose, but it came at the end of a one-on-one time together, which was a prize for being
more than a group
the fastest.
Date.
This
more than a group date, less than a one-on-one.
It's like a group date plus rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The roses went to Rachel, Lexi, Kelsey A, Kelsey T, Jen, Evelyn, Autumn, Medina, Leia, Caitlin, Krissa, Maria, Star, Allison, and Sydney. A few of those people, including Leia and I believe Autumn and maybe some others, did not get a date at all.
Oh, did they not?
Mm-mm.
That's interesting.
They should make
we're still at the point of the
that.
Season where I don't know a good
no.
5 to 6 of these women yet.
No.
You're just talking about Star? I don't know who that is. Krissa?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of her. I just don't know. I don't know a handful of them. And That happens. That's an every season thing.
And it gets worse
can't
with age.
Expect
I can
me to
tell
know
you.
Everybody.
That I can tell you. No roses.
You can't expect me to know everybody.
No roses. Lauren left. Erica, Marlena, and Taylor did not receive a rose.
Yep.
Sydney got the last rose. She was also mixing it up on behalf of Medina in the age controversy thing. Not a big last rose. Who's going to get the last rose moment here? That's how you know you failed editing the cocktail party is there's no like, who's it going to be? It didn't matter.
No. Yeah, you're right. Well, I think they probably were hoping that would be Lauren.
Yeah. Lauren does what she wants. This was not a...
Lauren doesn't play ball. I promise you.
Hell no.
She does not play ball. They said, hey, throw that in the... Throw this cake in the fucking driveway, please. She said, fuck you. Flicks off the producers and throws it in the wood chips.
Crazy throw a cake in wood chips. I would never... That's an unforgivable move. Are you out of your fucking mind? That's what I was saying as she walked down the... Never come back here. I'm a producer in this scenario. That's the last you'll see of these cameras. Anything else before we get to the heavy mailbag?
Just imagining the producers and the camera people furious about her throwing it in the wood chips made this episode something for me.
Okay, let's save the mailbag for last because it's so long. Do you have a headline of the week?
Yes.
Ooh.
This is from Deadline Rim. ABC's Rob Mills, who I'm okay with, teases the Golden Bachelorette. Something will be coming soon, Rim. Okay? Something's coming. Keep your eyes peeled. Like when Y2J showed up in WWE. Keep your eyes peeled. Something's coming.
Just like Y2J.
Just like Y2J. Chris Jericho showing up in WWE. It was teased for months.
I saw that Chrissy Brinkley, who is 69 years old, says she's open to finding love, but laments lack of options. Chrissy Brinkley, potential next Bachelorette. You heard it here first.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Where's your headline from?
Deadline.
Deadline.
Deadline.com. Okay. He, in the article, he was talking to he was giving a speech about this. I don't know what was going on, but he said it's in front of a bunch of people. What format is he talking in front of? Yeah, where is he giving this speech? They have to be really careful to make sure that a spinoff can be as impactful as The Golden Bachelor, which was insanely impactful. Say what you want. Insanely impactful and popular. It's nice to hear that they're being careful to do this the right way, hopefully.
Yeah.
Just like they did The Golden Bachelor. Done perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Great headline. Thank you for that, AB. Real TV Fantasy League scoring update. If you have not joined yet, you can still do so and compete every week for a sticker. We are giving away a sticker to the winner, the highest scorer each week, and the final season-long high score winner will get a t-shirt. I'm going to assume you didn't set your lineup.
No, I did.
That's just safe. Oh, wow. Well, we're doing it. It's a budget league. So different contestants cost a different amount of money, and you have like a salary cap to play within. So it's a little different than just, you can't just pick anybody and pick the five biggest, stars every week, that kind of thing. So there's going to be a lot more variance in scoring, I believe. There were five people tied for second. The winner of this week, the solo winner, is Team Finasco 5 Eva from Julia A. Julia, send us a message on Instagram and we will get you a sticker. How'd you do, AB?
Not good. Not good, Rim.
I did all right. 48, 189 points.
Oh, 153. 130 points. You know, with all the cheaters out here, Rim, it makes you just want to give up. I'll say that.
It's really deflating. It's really deflating.
When I thought I picked a good lineup. I went there to see the scores. I got an email. They're sending emails when the scores are updated, which I appreciate.
That's nice.
I got an email. I said, wow, let me click this link. Let me see where am I at. Top 15, top 20. I picked a great group. Turns out I was 100 points behind. Massive cheaters out there, though. So it's hard to get up and get up after that and pull yourself up and play again.
It's really sad.
It's hard.
Keeping you down.
It's tough.
I'm going to do my power rankings. Do you have power rankings?
Yep.
We'll do our power rankings after this mailbag.
Okay.
Settle in. This week's question, what power ups do you think they should have on the show? 818 area code. The husband and I love Batch. We're workshopping a better alternative to Leia's card. It should have said pick to stay on this season or be the next Bachelorette. What do you choose, AB?
That's not a good idea.
All right, AB coming out hot with the
I'm sorry.
Critique.
Who is this?
818 area code.
818 area code. That's an easy batch. Like, what am I going to do? That's an obvious choose the Bachelorette,
but then,
right?
But then your integrity is in question immediately before you even film the first day.
Get serious.
Okay. Thank you, 818. Thank you to everyone.
1 in 32 chance, or you can be the Bachelorette? Sign on the dotted line?
Get the checks.
Come on now. It can't be that. Can't be that wide.
Right, we got more choices there,
Rim. Give me the next one.
Brita from
throw
St.
that
Louis.
One. In, I'm ripping that one up, throwing it in the trash.
No disrespect, of course. Yes.
No
Brita
disrespect.
From St. Louis.
Thank you for the message.
Thank you for,
thank you for
texting in. We appreciate it. Brita from St. Louis. Picture this. In reference to that one mailbag where people kept saying, picture this randomly. Leia rolls into paradise. And when Jesse greets her at the top of the steps, she pulls out a charred card saying she can steal a one-on-one date from another contestant. That could serve for drama. And editorial note, I think that fits more with the Paradise mold. Stealing one-on-one dates fits with Paradise more. Charred card at Paradise.
When you said charred card, I was thinking, what if she burned the wrong card? A fake card, and then she still has this power.
We
don't even know, Rim. That's what's crossing my mind right now.
Leia doesn't seem like that kind of conniving person.
I would have done a fake fire card with this in my back pocket that I might not use, but I might. Push comes to shove.
That would be a great to the camera moment where she's like,
still got
the real card.
Nobody knows.
Paradise idea, though. Charred card of paradise, in or out?
I like it.
Okay, Brita, thank you. Yvonne from New Jersey, I would love to see a roll the tape power up where a contestant gets to anonymously send some footage to the lead. This could be to highlight someone's good or bad traits. Hold on, let me finish.
Or it's not called roll the tape. I just got to workshop the name real quick. It's Jordan iPad. That's what I call this segment.
Reference that, yeah.
I call this the Jordan iPad.
Here's what that idiot Isaiah Thomas said. What do you think of that?
Jordan iPad power up is what. Go ahead. I like the idea already. Just
this
had
to highlight someone's good. Well, this was multiple people came up with this idea. This would be a great one. It needs to be because so many conflicts could be.
So one person gets the power up and they can show any footage to the lead at any point on the Jordan iPad.
Yvonne ends with saying, can you imagine having this with Shanae and Shrimpgate? 240, thank you, Yvonne. 240 area code says, I think once a season, the contestants should be able to show the lead footage of an altercation/fight. But they have to vote on it, and the majority has to say yes. For example, the cast could have voted to show Hannah B stuff, like Luke P said, to show or to show Emily Maynard when Kaylin would trash talk on her daughter. Since they can only do it once, they'd have to really think about if something was worth it, and have to get a majority vote. Could result in some campaign to get people on your side showing the footage or not.
People want to talk about villains nowadays, Rim. They don't make the villains like they used to make villains. Just a reminder.
No, I think
the
that's
dude was talking trash about the lead's daughter baggage. On one of the shows.
She's got baggage. What do you want me to say?
You want to talk about villains. Yeah. They don't make them like they used to.
All-time smug D-boy guy.
They don't make them like that.
No, Kaylin. Thank you, 240. Marcy from Oakland. The secret power I wish they'd give a Bachelor contestant, the power to show the Bachelor or Bachelorette some footage of a conversation. There's always a tattler. Give them the power to go, see, I told you, Jess says smoochy poo, and should be ejected. P.S. My 19-year-old daughter is thrilled by Joey more than any other Bachelor in her lifetime. She's hoping he pulls a Brad Womack and does a second season so she can go into the game and I can ascend to Sweetums level, Pilot Pete's mom. Thank you, Marcy. 724 area code says, I think it would be interesting if someone had the power to join a one-on-one date at any point, turning it into a two-on-one. I could see the sisters utilizing this in an interesting way. They could keep it one rose or add another on the date for a second twist. Thank you, 724. I like that. I like all these.
I do too. You're not gonna tell me a power up idea, and I'm not gonna like it, Rim.
Well, you shat over the first one. Don't let anyone forget that 818 area code. You didn't like that one at all.
Well, it's like, what would you rather have? This $10 bill or this fucking check for $1 million? Which would you prefer? I'll take the $1 million.
I'll do store credit.
That's too far. That's too far apart.
Kim from Illinois. In my opinion, power-ups need to be earned by a group date competition win, and the cardholder gets to choose who will be on the dreaded two-on-one date.
Oh, you can at any time put two people on the date.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Standouts to Kim from Illinois include Lexi, Daisy, and Leia. Sam from New Jersey, I would love to see a challenge card that can trigger a two-on-one elimination date. We all love a two-on-one, especially when a villain is involved. Think Genevieve versus Shanae, Chad versus Alex. They don't make two-on-ones like they used to, AB.
They sure don't.
A card like this could embolden a cast member to confront a villain with some flair. Also,
two-on-one, me and you. Yeah. Bow.
Literally,
get your fucking dress
on. Outside.
Let's go. Let's go. Van's picking us up in 50 minutes. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Me and you. I'm taking it to your ass. Okay?
Daisy comment.
Sending your ass home.
Keeping an eye. Check ball. Keeping an eye on the Hallmark movie in the making, I think Daisy is top two material. She could go all the way. She not only got what it take. I forgot the S's in that sentence. She's not only got what it takes. Producers give her a lot of screen time in this first episode, which makes me believe she's here for a while. Thank you, Sam. Lauren from Colorado. I would like to see hidden advantages similar to Survivor Hidden Immunity Idols, where contestants can find it hidden in the mansion or hotel. Time with the lead is always sought after on the show, so advantages could be things like a midnight meetup, like Susie on the Bridge. I'd love to stumble upon the midnight meetup.
Yeah, yeah.
Extra
I like
time
the idea
during
there.
Your group date, a short version of a one-on-one date, meet for drinks, etc. I would be here for the chaos of the women trying to find advantages. And the drama of getting sent home with an unplayed advantage. Thank you, Lauren.
I like it.
Allison from Atlanta. You get to choose what competition happens on a group date, so that is your advantage to win. Maybe you're not a football girly, but a knitting competition is more your speed. You get to show off and win extra time. Thank you, Allison.
I like it.
Cat from New York, House vote. For the first half of the season, I think the House should be able to issue a vote on who is there for the wrong reasons. Majority rules. And before Joey gives out a single rose, Jesse must reveal who was singled out by the House vote. This could be a way for contestants to confidently voice their opinions about annoying or problematic cast members without having to be the on-camera snitch, which we know comes with a number of repercussions. It would also open the door for alliances within the House to single out contestants who are either A, genuinely problematic, or B, seen as threats. It would make the dynamic in the House so much more interesting, and it would force Joey to show whether he is confident in his connections or susceptible to outside influence and opinions. Thank you, Kat. What do you think of that one, AB?
I don't want the rats to be able to hide. You need to stand on your shit that you say. Period, yeah, yeah. Rim. You can't hide behind anonymous voting.
Yeah, you need to stand on the scenes.
If you're gonna say some shit, you gotta own it.
Can you imagine Aaron, Majority Whip Aaron, sniveling in the back? Ugh. Everybody vote for so-and-so. No,
no, you gotta
confront.
I like the idea, but I don't like the being anonymous.
I love the element of. Jesse tells Joey, and Joey knows the outcome of the vote, and he still has to decide whether or not to give that person a... Yeah. Leanne from Boston. I love the idea of Survivor-style hidden immunity idols in the mansion. Picture this. Joey wants to break up with you. He very clearly did not enjoy your one-on-one. He says his little speech, and as he sets the rose back down on the plate, you reach under the table, pull out a string with some beads on it that you found under the bathroom sink, and say, "Not this week, Joey." He reluctantly hands you the rose and sighs. I guess he's on his way to meet your family. Leanne also says, this only just occurred to me, but I'd like to see Jesse Palmer host Survivor-style tribal councils before each rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be good TV. Joey's not in the room. What do you think of this, so-and-so? Do you think you're going to get a rose? Why?
Just a heads up, Jesse will do your favorite reality show host's job better than them.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants Jeff Probst to lose his job.
Just wants you to be aware of that. Jesse will do Jeff Probst better. Yeah, he'll take his job with the quickness. So be careful.
Evan from Oklahoma also has what he calls the pocket rose advantage. You give your own secret rose to yourself during a rose ceremony and declare yourself safe for that night. Steal a rose advantage. At a ceremony, you can steal someone else's rose. The lead will have an opportunity to give the person you stole a rose from later, assuming roses are remaining to give. Gun to your head advantage.
Now you got my
ears perked up.
Ears perked up a little bit on that during one.
During a group date event, you can ask the lead any question of your choosing. The lead must answer publicly and truthfully.
Wow.
Gun to your head.
I like that.
All advantages must be used pre-hometowns. Once you get to hometowns, there's no more gimmicks and games.
Yeah, absolutely not.
More little beaded bracelets.
I assumed that was known. You use your powers before hometowns.
Well, shout out to Evan for clarifying that, yeah.
Well said.
Gabby from San Francisco. I think they should have a card that gives one girl a set number of minutes of phone access per week to use as she wishes. Bonus points if she is allowed to give her minutes to other people to see who sucks up to her. 315 had something similar. I would like to see a phone-a-friend power up where the contestant can contact the outside world to get dirt on or fact-check things that happen on the show.
I like that.
I'm not a dirt man, but...
I am.
I like the idea of a phone involved. Last power-up suggestion, Bree from Kansas City. My idea is
I wonder
Jesse...
if anyone brings that phone on. Contraband. I wonder if anyone's done that. I feel like someone's had to have done that, right?
Definitely.
Snuck a phone on. Definitely. Had to.
There's been things where it's like, how would you have known that if not contacting the outside world? Bree from KC here. My idea is a Jesse save power-up. Night one, there is a Jesse rose. Of the ladies that the Bachelor is planning to send home, Jesse designates one as his pick for the night. Most likely someone that didn't get time to talk to him, but has some interesting characteristics. The girl gets through to the next week and gets a special date with the Bachelor, in which she's either given a rose to stay, or the Bachelor sends her home because there's no connection. Thank you, Bree.
That's interesting because they already do it with the producer rose, but they're saying, but they're making it public.
The Jesse rose.
A Jesse rose. So I like it. They already do this with producer roses, but... I like the idea of making it a public decision that Jesse is in charge. More power to Jesse, the better for the show, in my opinion.
I agree. I love Jesse.
Give him more power.
Here's some other.
Let him pick everything for the lead if you could.
Make him the Bachelor. I got an idea for the power up. Make Jesse the fucking Bachelor. Anyway, congrats on your new daughter, Jesse.
Yes.
These are other non-power up messages. Mm. Corey from King of Prussia, Joey's area, has photos from a filming of a date in the Facebook group, Rosecast Nation, if you're interested. Kathleen.
Does it show the people?
I don't know. I didn't. I kind of glazed over that.
I can't even.
I didn't read all the details.
Yeah, I can't entertain that.
For those interested, I think it was more of a. I don't know.
Can't
if you're interested in
that,
that's why I don't traffic in those things.
Yeah.
Leave y'all to y'all spoiler people to your own devices. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, 28, chemist. This is a watch yourself going out to contestant Caitlin, 25, radio chemist from New Mexico. 3 years ago, January 28th, 2021, someone posted in the Rosecast Facebook group asking what our interests would be if we were ever on the show. I responded, I'm working on my PhD in chemistry, so I'd have us combine reagents, you know, when you combine reagents, to make a foaming reaction.
Of course.
And say, looks like we have chemistry because I'm cheesy. Kathleen included the screenshot of this comment from 2021. Imagine my shock and surprise when Caitlin comes out and executes exactly like I'd planned in my head 3 years ago. Nothing but love for my fellow woman in STEM, but you need to get out of my head. Watch yourself, Caitlin.
Wow.
Kathleen to Caitlin. Fucking watch yourself.
Watch
chemistry
yourself.
Thief.
Watch yourself.
Thank you, Kathleen. 331 area code sent us something that said the national flag of Canada is protected by trademark laws and unauthorized for commercial use. That's why it was blurred out. That's why Tony Kornheiser's staying in his basement. He's wanted by the Canadian FBI. They're going to put him in the clink.
I swear we've seen Canadian flags on this show before, right?
Seen them everywhere.
Thousands of times.
How else would I
times.
Know what the Canadian flag looks like?
I see them all the time on this show. That's what I'm telling you, though. They've gone to Canada and had flags that
I've seen. Must have got a cease and desist from Justin Trudeau.
No more.
Watch yourself.
No more. Enough is enough.
Thank you, 331. Rhonda from King of Prussia. Listen
did
to this.
Did we already have a King? What did we have?
Yeah, there's multiple people from King of Prussia.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this, AB. Get this. My best friend in elementary school, Rick Gorolnik, invented Dr. Dreadful.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Stop
he doesn't
the
watch
show.
The Bachelor, but I shared your podcast. Yeah. Invented Dr. Dreadful. The
invented
inventor of Dr. Dreadful. There's a non-zero chance. I'd say it's likely that the inventor of Dr. Dreadful heard your Dr. Dreadful rant.
That's incredible.
Gotta, I mean.
That feels great.
I bet it does.
That feels great. The inventor of Dr. Dreadful.
It's like, wow, AB really gets it.
He really understands toys and fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rhonda. He is Dr. Dreadful. That's the fucking hell of it.
That's the thing.
Dr. Dreadful.
He's the man behind Dr. Dreadful.
He is Dr. Dreadful. He's the true doc.
Dr.
Dreadful heard my takes.
He did. I think he did. What's your question for next week? 773-234-7794.
I wanted to know, for one, who's watching out here, and I wanted to know, number two, who's spoiled. That's what I got two questions. Who's watching? Who's spoiled? Okay.
So you want people to write in and say, I'm watching, I'm spoiled. And then we read
yes.
that.
But I don't want them to tell me what the spoiler is, Rim.
I hate what you're doing here. You're playing with fire for the mailbag that I have to read.
I've just noticed spoilers are crazier than ever out there. I want to know if you're spoiled, if you meant to be spoiled too. Third question. I need three questions.
Okay.
Three answers.
Looking forward to a great mailbag next week. So
are
what
you
did
watching?
See?
I didn't
oath
see
up.
Anything.
Oath up.
Oath, a hand to the sky over my heart. I do my heart when I get my bachelor's.
Which doesn't oath. Count, but.
I get my heart. I do my heart. No, I've seen no spoilers. Okay.
773-234-7794.
I mean, if you want to find out about these contestants, it's like you type in Daisy's name and it's going to be an article like Meet Daisy, whatever her last name is.
I don't want to find out
Minnesota.
About that. I don't like that.
I like finding out about them occasionally. Who is this person?
No, because then you find out they got a DUI last year and
no,
they're
I don't,
not who
I
they
don't
say they
find
are.
That out.
Well, that's
I'm
what
just,
you're going to find out.
No, what you're going to find out now is spoilers. Meet Daisy from Minnesota
Here's how she ended up. That's like the title of the headline if you click on it.
I don't like that. I don't like what you're trafficking in. You're getting, you're flying a little too close to the sun, spoiler wise. I think you're gonna get burned. I don't think you're gonna make it. This season, I don't think you're gonna make it. It seems like you hate what's going on with these headlines, but you love getting close.
You like getting close to the fire.
Power rankings, last and final segment. Let's hear yours, AB.
I'm going with Evelyn 4. I'm going Maria 3. I'm going Rachel 2.
Huge episode for Rachel.
And I'm going, obviously, Daisy 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could throw Jess in over Evelyn if you prefer, or Jess anywhere, really. She could be all the way up to 2, to be honest.
You can add a 5 if you want.
Please do. I'll add Jess.
Okay.
As my 5th. She had a good episode where she distanced herself a little bit from the from the villain. I'm no longer certain she's going to be the villain like we were after week one. Probably better podcast career on it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't remember what all I've wagered. But she had a good episode. Just distances herself from that, and maybe
I've got
moving
depth,
forward
Joey.
Won't have
There's
anything.
More to me yeah. than...
I'm not a villain.
Good power rankings. Here are mine. 7, Jen.
Oh, we're going 7, huh? Okay.
6, Allison. This early okay. you got to. 6, Allison, the last remaining sister. 5, Jess.
6, Allison.
Yeah, Allison. They have a little something. You have to cast a wide net this early.
Allison,
there hasn't been enough time.
I wouldn't mind Allison getting to hometowns and Lauren being there.
No.
I wouldn't mind that.
Me neither. Me neither. 5, Jess. 4, Rachel. Big episode for Rachel. I liked her disposition. I liked the way about her.
Yeah. Something there.
3, I don't even know if I like this. Maria? Maria is not a top.
That's what I put, 3.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that. But she's a hometown
contender
right now.
Let me change into something more comfortable.
You know, she's a great contestant. Is she a great partner for Joey? Do they have a connection? This is horror film Maria.
I know who it is.
I don't know if there's a long term. 2,
there might be.
Lexi. Lexi, reliable, doesn't get a lot of time, doesn't blow you away, but just, you know, Domantas Sabonis. Just
she did
cranking out
painting.
Double doubles. Did the painting. Always funny. Always relaxed with Joey. I think Joey likes her.
Let me click on her here.
Lexi's 2 for me.
I
she was 1 last week.
I want to find out if she...
How far paints. She goes? Is that what you're looking for? How far does Lexi go?
I
want to
find out if she painted. If she paints. There's nothing about painting here. I think it was I think it was I can't okay. paint. I can't paint. Here's a bad painting. A gag. Yeah. That's what that was.
Well, Lexi's comic standing. She's creative and funny. Yeah. Are you going to hold that against her? Not me.
I should have had her on my list. I should have.
1 is Daisy.
Yeah, obviously.
I have eyes and ears. I saw what happened here.
Yeah.
Daisy's, I would bet my podcasting career, gun to my head. Daisy going to hometowns?
Easy.
I would say it and I wouldn't even sweat. I'd say yes. Next question.
Come on.
Give me what something hard. Give me something tough.
Give me another question. That was too easy.
Gee, I wonder.
I'd go further. I'm yeah, so I'm confident in her going to 2, at least. Yeah. She's either in that limo at the start of the season.
Yeah.
With Joey crying. She's either that and going to be the Bachelorette, or she wins the season. I'm very confident in that.
I know. I've never, to the point where I'm almost worried that the season might be boring with such an obvious outcome. Okay. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Nope.
Thanks again for all the mailbag texts. Thanks again for listening. That's all we have. Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.